Stringle's duty as an officer was to make the others carry out Grunt and Curdley's wishes by hook or by crook. Having already blundered into a few of Rangval's minor traps, they were reluctant to pursue the logboats vigorously. Stringle knew that he would be the first to suffer if the horde continued to advance in such a laggardly fashion. Gathering the two scouts, Noggo and Bicklow, for support, he tried a strategy which he had seen Gruntan use successfully. Pushing his way to the front, he halted the vanguard, waiting until the rest had caught up en masse. Gruntan was in his litter somewhere near the middle of the mob. He listened to Stringle's speech, nodding approvingly, as his officer addressed every beast jauntily.
Scrag me tail and plug me ears, what's all this, mates? The terror of Mossflower, the great brown rat horde, and ye can't catch a few wooden boats full of scruffy little shoes. I'll wager they're laughing at us right now. Them shoes is only just upstream, you know, and a stream can't go on forever. One good charge and we'll lay them by the tails. All the boss wants is their boats. Once we've captured them, the chase is over. We can do what we like. Go fishing, rob birds' eggs, or just lay round in the sun for a few days. So what do you say, buckos? Shall we go and get them log boats?
Grunthans shouted from his litter.
Aye, go to it, mateys. I'll make a feast for the first one who brings me back a shoe's head.
Stringle had to jump aside as the horde sped by him, roaring, bellowing and whirling their weapons. Gruntan Curdley was smiling. He winked at Stringle.
Well done, bucko. Let's get after him.
He laid about at the litter bearers with a willow withe.
Come on, you bottle-nosed, slab-sided, doodly-tailers! Get those paws pounding at the double!
Rangval heard the horde long before he saw them. Standing out in full view, the roguish squiddle tugged gently on the ropes, which were tied to both willows at strategic limbs.
Do you hear that, boyos? You'll have company soon, sure, and I hope those stings are well sharpened.
With Bicklow and Noggo in the lead, the horde came thundering along both banks, splashing through the shallows and bulling through the reeds. Bicklow was first to spot Rangval up ahead. He stabbed the air with his spear.
That looks like one of the rascals. Watch me take his head.
Rangval laughed.
Faith, ain't you the bold fella? Take this, vermin, and bad luck to ye.
He yanked hard on both ropes, then somersaulted up into the trees and vanished. In a trice, the war cries and shouts of pursuit were transformed into piercing shrieks of agony under the full onslaught of a wasp attack. The torture was heightened when several vermin tripped against the rotten witch elm trunk, releasing a veritable storm of maddened hornets. The air was filled with the zing and buzz of ill-tempered insects as they stung and stung again at their helpless victims. Brown rats performed weird dances of pain upon the wrecked wasp nests and the pulpy wood of the hornet lair. Grunthand leaned his weight sideways, upsetting the litter as he launched himself into the stream water. More than one rat died that day, overcome by hundreds of stings, each laden with wasp or hornet venom. Most of the horde fled into the woodlands, attempting to outrun their tormentors. Others, Grunthand among them, tried submerging themselves for long periods and pressing on upstream.